Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And this episode, I want to just kind of start out by apologizing for missing the last couple of weeks. It was kind of a hectic time with kind of some working vacation, but also some family issues that came up during that time. But hopefully I will be back. I'm back and on track with the weekly episodes. Unfortunately, I didn't, even though I was hoping to have gotten some interviews done while I was at my parents', I didn't get any done, so we are continuing on with the Reformation, and this week looking at John Calvin and kind of how God had used the inspiration of the Bible in forming some of his teachings and his beliefs, putting him as one of the prominent figures in the Protestant Reformation. And because when you look at the Protestant Reformation, other than Martin Luther, who I briefly talked about last time in some of the background of the Reformation, John Calvin is pretty much one of the main leaders that comes to mind. But while he's kind of one of the prominent reformers, he actually had no hand in the beginning of the Reformation. When you look at it, at the time that Luther had nailed his 95 theses to the church door in Wittenberg, John Calvin was about 8 years old at the time. And it wasn't until he was at the University of Paris that he actually became aware of many of the reformers and about the Reformation. Calvin grew up in a home that had basically an ecclesiastical leaning, as his father was a lawyer to the cathedral chapter, and with many clerical visitors, it meant that the family had a closer relationship with the church than most other laity at the time did. And at the age of 14, Calvin was sent to the University of Paris, and 5 years later went on to study law at Orléans and Bourges. I'm not sure if I got the pronunciation right. Until his father died. Then he turned to the study of the classics. And during all this time, Calvin was pretty much exposed to the spirit and teachings of the Reformation. And by 1533, that's when Calvin pretty much had crossed the line that firmly placed him devoted to the concept of the Reformation. It was basically at this time that the French king was allowing for the persecution to break out against basically the Protestants and anyone aligning themselves with the Reformation, and due to the preaching of Nicholas Cop, who was at the time a close friend of Calvin. And as those who held Lutheran or Protestant doctrines were being persecuted, Calvin was among those that were actually able to escape. And this is really where a lot of what we'll talk about is coming in, is the foundation of Calvin's faith eventually stemmed from what he found while studying the scriptures, and saw that basically his personal desire to serve God came from his study of scriptures. And now, pretty much the role that the Bible took in this is that it played a large role in shaping him into the figure that he became. He viewed the Bible as the foundation for one's worship and works in relation to God, and committed himself to daily and diligent study of the scriptures, in which he came to realize the depth of sin and the power of Christ for salvation. His view of the Bible was not just in how he related to God, but also helped shape his view of God and ministry. And it's kind of one of those things, and I'll put in a later episode, and I was actually debating on doing it for this one, was talking about the concept of the rule of faith, which is pretty much, in my opinion, what this is getting at. One key element regarding Calvin's view of Scripture was the concept of sola scriptura, which anyone from who's done any study of the Protestant Reformation has learned that we'll hear the concept of the five solas. This is one of them. Basically, sola scriptura, or scripture alone. And what this meant was that he viewed the Bible and only the Bible to be the foundation for his beliefs. Which, when you compare that to the Roman Church, they agreed on the truthfulness of the scripture, but Calvin differed from them regarding the sufficiency and clarity of scripture. Basically, Calvin regarded the Bible as being sufficient and all the Christian needed for salvation. And in regards to clarity, Calvin believed that the scriptures were clear enough for one to learn the truth that God wanted one to know, whereas the Roman Church viewed that they needed to provide the correct meanings and interpretations of the scriptures. That's why, kind of at the time, you also saw a lot of persecution going around regarding people trying to, or people or groups trying to actually translate the Bible into the common languages, over the Latin Vulgate or the original Greek and Hebrew. And for Calvin, basically this concept of scripture played a principal role in how he viewed the reform of the church needed to occur. Basically, Calvin views it as an error that scripture is to be treated in such a way as to have the truth of God rely on the can't read my notes. Basically, just to rely on human nature. The doctrine of the prophets and apostles is basically what the church is founded on, rather than the scripture being founded on the church. He views basically this sealing of the scripture, while not giving it authenticity, he views this not as an issue regarding scripture and the church. This stems from the concept that the certainty of faith and promises of eternal life do not depend on human authority. Kind of where some of the concept of, when you hear about Calvinism, the tulip, basically the unconditional election. It doesn't rely on anything we do. It is ultimately shown that the authority of Scripture does not rely on an external source, is from God and illuminated by the Spirit, through which the glory of God in Scripture is revealed. And it's basically through his teaching that Calvin expressed the importance of the Bible as a means to light one's path. He viewed that regarding that the reading and exposition of Scripture revealed to man's heart God as Creator, Redeemer, Ruler, and Father. Calvin also viewed the preaching of the Word as communicating God's will and to be an instrument in the Spirit's working salvation, as God's Spirit is intertwined with the Word. Calvin also discussed the relationship between the Scriptures and faith, where Scripture is the foundation and source of life and strength of the Church, and he viewed that the Spirit revealed the authority of the Scripture, while the Scripture then leads the Christian to Christ. His sermons often pointed out the ability of the Bible to bring people to faith. And one thing that Calvin does realize in regards to the scripture involves his view of the Bible in regards to the authorship. While each of the authors was inspired to write what they kept right, they kept their own personal style in how their ideas were expressed. While there was this diversity of human authorship, which Calvin recognized, as well as not trusting some of the tradition regarding New Testament texts, he viewed the collection of books as being a creation of God. This view brings about a unity of the spirit in the scripture that causes the diversity of authorship to fade to the background. And while Calvin argued against the use of oracles and visions for defining theology and doctrine as they happen outside of the canon of scripture, he holds that the oracles and visions received by the patriarchs and the orally transmit and orally transmitted is the foundation of scripture. And so how does this all play into Calvin's theology? Well, again, his study of scripture played a large role in helping to shape it. When looking at Calvin and the role that the Bible played in his life, and theology brings one to realize that he showed that the Bible can serve as the foundation for understanding and defining Christian doctrine. Again, the rule of faith, regula fide. What he learned by reading and studying the Bible, he then in turn instructed his flock in the same theological understanding. It was through exegesis that Calvin sought to bring back Christianity in the public life, where the medieval church sought Christianity only belonging in the ecclesiastical life. For Calvin, theology was how the human life is to be oriented, and that it needs to be based off a true knowledge of God and oneself. This basis for the theology is that it is through the Bible alone that man can know God in his wholeness. Calvin viewed that man is unable outside of the Bible to discern and know who God is. As to truly know God, one must go to where he is found, which is the scriptures. It is because the scriptures are not man's guess or conclusions that they have drawn about God, but rather it is an unveiling of the mystery of God. Parker wrote basically that this is Calvin's theological program to build on scripture alone. With Calvin's theological focus based off of using the Bible to construct his theology, the only judgment that Calvin would recognize is the judgment of the scriptures. He viewed that theology stands or falls according to its faithfulness to the scriptures, because to judge theology by any other means would be to fall short. He views God as being a schoolmaster and the scriptures as being the school of the Holy Spirit. This is because the scriptures not only come from God, but it is also God that enlightens man to the meaning of scripture. The study of scripture and submission to the teaching by the Holy Spirit leads man not only to gaining certain ideas about God, but also to be transformed by the knowledge of him into his image. In his Institutes, Calvin, when discussing the teachings of the church, he goes so far as to point out that it is only through the teachings found in the Bible that the church should hold to. What Calvin says on this topic is that there is no word of God to which place should be given in the church, save that which is contained first in the law and the prophets, and secondly, and the writings of the apostles, and that the only due method of teaching in the church is according to the prescription and rule of his word. And previously in the same book, The Institutes, Calvin mentions that the true religion begins with heavenly teaching, that without the discipline of studying scripture, right and sound doctrine is impossible to obtain. So pretty much when you look at Calvin's theology, a lot of it was based on pretty much just God using the Bible and the Holy Spirit working through the believer to help show the truth and point people to God through the scripture and scripture alone. So that is it for the discussion on Calvin. I'll need to do some research, because this was actually part of this one, and the introduction on the Reformation were actually part of one paper I had done on the subject of Calvin and the Bible's role in his theology. So for further reformers, I will need to spend some time to actually do some more research into them, such as Luther and Zwingli and possibly even the Anabaptist movement, because that is where a lot of the concept that we have of separation of church and state comes from, or from the Anabaptists. So that's it for this week, and hopefully I will be back next week and have some interviews lined up pretty soon.
Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast. Or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.